राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधामाधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यशोदानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना जामुना तीरा बनचारी जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन जामुना तीरा बनचारी जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद
समवेत भक्त वृंदगी श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की ನಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಉಮಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷೋರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಕದಾಮಯಿಹಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ವಂಶಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವೀ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಯದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಮದೇಕಬಂಧು ಮತ್ಸಂಗೀನ್ ಮದ್ಗುರೋ ಮನ್ಮಹಾಧನ ಮನ್ನಿಸ್ತಾರಕಮದ್ಭಾಗ್ಯ ಮದಾನಂದ ನಮಸ್ತುತೇ ಅಸಾಧು ಸಾಧುತಾದಾಯಿನ್ ಅತಿನೀಚಚತಾರಕ ಹಾನಮಂಚಕದಾಚಿನ್ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ಣಾರಿತ್ಕಂಠಯ ಸ್ಫುರಃ ಹಾನಮಂಚಕದಾಚಿನ್ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ಣಾರಿತ್ಕಂಠಯ ಸ್ಫುರಃ ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. Today Anandavardhan Prabhu was supposed to give class, but they told me to give, that's why I am here today. Even though you heard the announcement differently this morning. So, we will discuss from Canto 8, text number chapter 21. Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. Text 24 through 28. 28 is on the board, so we can chant together. Then I will separately chant 24 to 27.
तं बद्धं वारुणै पाशै भगवान् आह वामनः नष्टश्रियं स्थिरप्रज्ञां उदारजसं नृप तं बद्धं वारुणै पाशै भगवान्नाह वामनः नष्टश्रियं स्थिरप्रज्ञम् उदारजसं नृप तं बद्धं वारुणैः पाशै भगवान्नाह वामनः नष्टश्रियं स्थिरप्रज्ञम् उदारजसं नृप
Can repeat?
Matajis.
Hare Krishna, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, tam unto him, baddham, who was so arrested, bamanahi, barunahi pasahi, by the ropes of Varuna. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aha said, Bamanaha, Bamandev, Nastasriyam, unto Bali Maharaj, who had lost his bodily lustre, Sthira Pragyam, but was all the same determined in his decision. Udara Yasasam, the most magnanimous and celebrated. Nripa, O King. Translation: O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bamanadev, then spoke to Bali Maharaj, the most liberal and celebrated personality, whom he had arrested with the ropes of Varuna. Bali Maharaj had lost all bodily lustre, but he was nonetheless fixed in his determination. Purport: when one is bereft of all his possessions, he is certainly reduced in bodily lustre. But although Bali Maharaj had lost everything, he was fixed in his determination to satisfy Bamanadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, such a person is called Sthita Prajna. A pure devotee is never deviated from the service of the Lord. Despite all difficulties and impediments offered by the illusory energy. Generally, men who have wealth and opulence are famous, but Bali Maharaj became famous for all time by being deprived of all his possessions. This is the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead toward his devotees. The Lord says, Jasyaham anagrinhami harisi taddhanam sanahi. As the first installment of his special favor, the Lord takes away all the possessions of his devotee. A devotee, however, is never disturbed by such a loss. He continues his service, and the Lord amply rewards him beyond the expectations of any common man. Very beautiful narration. Okay, from text 24 to 27.
Itan vayam vijasyama jadi daivam prasidati tasmat kalam pratikshadham yonar thatvaya kalpate sri suka uvacha patyur nigaditam sutva daitya danabajuthapaha rasam nirvivishu rajan vishnu parsadataditaha. Atha tarksha suto jnatva virat prabhu chikirsitam bhavandha varuna hipasai balim sutyo hani kritau. Hahakara mahanasid rodasyo sarvato disam nigrihamane surapato vishnuna prabha vishnuna.
Translation from 24. Unless providence is in our favor, we shall not be able to gain victory. Therefore, we must wait for that favorable time when our defeating them will be possible. Sukadev Goswami continued, O King, in accordance with the order of their master, Bali Maharaj, all the chiefs of the demigods and the daityas enter the lower regions of the universe, to which they were driven by the soldiers of Vishnu. Thereafter, on the day of Somapana, after the sacrifice was finished, Garuda, king of the birds, understanding the desire of his master, arrested Bali Maharaj with the ropes of Varuna. Purport: Garuda, the constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows the confidential part of the Lord's desire. Bali Maharaj's tolerance and devotion were undoubtedly super excellent. Garuda arrested Bali Maharaj to show the entire universe the greatness of the king's tolerance. 27. When Bali Maharaj was thus arrested by Lord Vishnu, who is the most powerful, there was a great roar of lamentation in all directions throughout the upper and lower planetary systems of the universe. So we have been hearing Sukadev Goswami is talking to Maharaj Parikshit in meditation. So he is glorifying the position of Bali Maharaj. Even though Bali Maharaj was born in Daitya family, still his devotion to the Lord and his exemplary surrender supersedes all devotees. So in that way, while describing the situation, Sukadev Goswami, he says that etan vayam vijasyama yadi devam prasidati. So this is the word of Bali Maharaj. You have heard when Lord cheated Bali Maharaj. So at that time Bali Maharaj was initiated into this sacrifice. So even though his Guru Maharaj instructed him, now you can tell a lie, but he is not allowed to tell the lie, to speak the lie. So he could not speak the lies, and seeing their master in such a situation, the followers of Bali Maharaj, they really became very angry. They are very upset. They are thinking, how come this Lord Vishnu, he is cheating our master? No, even though our master in such a condition when he is not able to protect himself, but it is our duty to fight on his behalf. Now we must kill this Vishnu. Who is this Vishnu? Huh? He is torturing our master like this? So when the followers of Bali Maharaj, they were ready to attack, Bali Maharaj could see. And Bali Maharaj, being the devotee, perfect devotee of Lord Vishnu, then he said, hey, stop. Don't go further. This is not the time that you should go and fight. Bali Maharaj, he showed something very beautiful. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By material power, by intelligence, diplomacy, mystic powers, mantras, any amount of medicine, drugs, anything, nothing can surpass the time, the presentation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is saying, can't you see? You demon, you cannot see. I know. Now I have to tell you. Just now we have seen that previously when the providence was favoring us, we could own victory. And now providence is not with us. So definitely we will not gain victory. So don't fight. Etan bayam vijasyama. Definitely we can gain victory over them. When? Jadi devam prasidati. If the providence is favorable to us, then bayam vijasyama. We will gain victory over them. So what do you want to say? Tasmat kalam pratikshadvam. Wait till the providence is favorable to us. Otherwise, don't fight. Yona artatvaya kalpate. At that time, we will become eligible to defeat them. It will be possible for us to defeat them when time becomes favorable. This is a very important factor that here you can see Bali Maharaj, even though he is a demon, but he has not lost his true vision of seeing the time factor, the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this connection, all the devotees should take a lesson. We should also be very much vigilant to assess the time factor, the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Time is eternal. Time is eternal. But that eternal principle is, what do you say? In this material world, how you say this? Relative. Time factor is eternal, but it is relative in this material world. That means it is relative to our growth, you can say. When a living entity is born in this material world, as he grows, so time factor is relative to his growth, produces different results according to his past good or bad activities. So in that way, a devotee of the Lord, he understands it very well, that how much I may try with my intelligence, my power, but still I will not be able to defeat this. I will not be able to bring changes. How do the devotee accepts the challenges of the kala, the time factor? Many acharyas explain, just like when Sanatana Goswami, he met with Rupa Goswami, he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the discussion, there was a nice conversation took place, and where the description has been given in this relative world, how the devotees accept all these good and bad things, especially bad things, as the process of anartha nivritti, kala. Everybody has to face this time representation of the Lord, which is called kala. What happens? When we take up Krishna consciousness, when we become the devotee of the Lord, it is not that all on a sudden kala will become very much favorable to us. He will produce only good results for us. Even though sometimes devotees, they expect kala to become favorable to them. But it is not what is going to come to us in our Krishna conscious career. We should understand this. Kala is not always favorable to us. What kala is doing? Kala, the time factor, it is bringing all the past experiences we had in our life. And what a devotee is supposed to do when he sees some mishap in his life? Is he going to get disturbed totally? Or there is a way for it? How does a devotee face this? Just like Bhai Maharaj, tasmat kalam pratikshadvam. You wait for a favorable time. Anyway, now time is not favoring us. Similarly, many times we have seen in our practical life experience, kala, the providence, is not favoring us. So what we should do? And how we should take it? Some examples have been given, just like many of us have the experience of standing on the seashore. You are standing on the seashore and you are looking at the ocean. What do you see? Big, big waves, right? Big, big waves are coming non-stop. You are just standing on the bank of the ocean. And you feel like, oh, such a big wave is coming now. It's going to devour me. Maybe it is going to destroy everything. But as you just, you know, wait there and see patiently, after a while you can see this big wave is coming and it is dust on the seashore, completely smashed. Nothing. You can't see anything after that. Right? So similarly, when we start practicing devotional life, all these anarthas, they start appearing in due course of time, because kala is eternal. And it is relative in this material world. So in relative term, it will keep appearing one after another continuously. There is no end to it. And as a devotee, what he does, he just simply has to wait and see the beautiful formation of these big, big waves in this ocean of material existence. And when he's standing next to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the all-merciful Personality of Godhead, then all these big waves, how big they may be, they will come and you can see they will dash on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and they will immediately disappear. You can see it. You can see it. Even though, seemingly speaking, it was appearing like going to destroy me totally. No, it has no power to destroy the devotee of the Lord. And simply, the devotee, he keeps on waiting the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And he understands, these things are coming to me. Why? This is a process of anartha nivritti. I have to just simply tolerate it. I have to go through this time. In that way, Bhai Maharaj, he spoke to his followers that don't fight. Don't fight. Similarly, don't fight when you are facing with some reversal situation in your Krishna consciousness. Don't find fault with others. How is it going to help you, my dear sir? No. On the other hand, if you simply await for the favorable time by the will of Providence and keep yourself engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, you can see those things will automatically disappear in due course of time. When Bhai Maharaj spoke like this, then further Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Patyur Nigaditam Sattva Daitya Dhanava Jutapa. Thus, hearing the description of their master, Daitya Dhanava Jutapa, the leaders of the Daitya and demons, what did they do? Rasam Nirvi Vishu. They entered into the Rasatala Loka. How? Vishnu Parsada Tadita. Being driven by the parsada of Lord Vishnu, the soldiers of Lord Vishnu. Then, atha tatsa suta gyatva virat prabhu chikirsitam. Then what happened at that time? Garuda, he got the opportunity and he bound Bali Maharaj. Right? He arrested Bali Maharaj. So one may say, there is no mention about Lord
asking Garuda to arrest Bali Maharaj. How did Garuda decides to arrest Bali Maharaj in this situation? Because Virat Prabhu Chikirsitam. Here Virat is Garuda. Garuda. So Garuda, he understood the desire of Lord Vishnu. Virat Prabhu Chikirsitam. What actually Lord wanted to do with Bali Maharaj, Garuda, he could understand that. And understanding the mood of Lord Vishnu, Vamandev, Garuda, he became proactive and he arrested Bali Maharaj. So one may say, what is the, you know, desire of Lord in this connection? That Garuda could understand? Everybody will condemn Lord Vishnu, because how come one who has surrendered everything to him and he is going to punish him again? What is this? So, this is a very interesting point. See, Lord is thinking, you had so much material opulence which you considered belong to yourself, right? This belongs to me. This is my subject. This is my kingdom. This is my palace. This is my wife. So many. This is mine, mine, mine. So now, Lord is saying, okay, now I have bereft you of that concept of mine. Okay, mama bhava is gone. Now, me, right? Now still, Bali Maharaj can claim, still I am. So now Lord is doing, he is going, giving him another favor, second time. This is first, what do you say, Prabhupada is saying, in his purport to 28, it's very interesting, Prabhupada is making this comment. He is speaking on text number 28, purport. At the first installment of his special favor, this is his first installment. What did he do? The Lord takes away all the possessions of his devotee. Now, Bali Maharaj is bereft of all his possessions. He has occupied all three planets, right? With two steps. Now, still one more step is remaining. So, with this one more step, now Lord is going to take away me concept. Mine concept is already taken away. Me concept. Still Bali Maharaj is kind of having his body. So now he is going to take the full control of his body and senses. That's how Lord is going to give him second favor. In that way, what is this favor? He is arrested. Now Bali Maharaj is arrested by Garuda. And now he is going to make him fully surrender. Lord is not satisfied after taking all his possessions. Still he wants him to surrender himself fully. And what he wants? Oh yes. Here Lord is thinking, my dear devotees, now you should see, you should take a lesson. What is that lesson? Lord is saying, jasyaham anugrahnami harisya taddhanam sanai. That is true. Anyone who is favored by me, I take away all their possessions, including them. That's how when his friends and relatives find him poor, they leave him. But I give him extraordinary, super excellent glorification. That is what I am going to give to Bali Maharaj. What is that? Garuda has understood. By Lord doing so, Lord is saying, oh my dear devotee Bali, I am defeated to your truthfulness behavior. I am defeated to see how tolerant you are. You are super excellent, tolerant personality, I can see. Even though I have taken away all your possessions, you are a king, still you never protest. Even though your Guru Maharaj told you, I can see how tolerant you are. You have conquered me, my dear Bali, and I do not have anything to give you in return. I am totally bound, I am indebted to you. So, how are you going to repay his debt? So Garuda is thinking, now my dear, my Lord is going to become his Dwarapala. He's going to become his gatekeeper. Even that also he is thinking, still it remains insufficient. Very interesting lesson for us. When you go and preach to a materialist who is very much attached to his material possessions, he will immediately tell you, oh, your Lord Krishna is very tricky, you know. Anyone who becomes a devotee, first thing he will do is he will make you poor. He will take away all your material possessions. So who wants to become devotee of such a Lord? I don't want to become a worshipper of Krishna. Rather, I will choose to become an worshipper of different demigods. They are very much favorable to us. But here you see, this is the lesson. This is the kind of point you can explain to these people, these devotees. That look, even though Lord takes away all the material possessions, of course there is an example in the Bhagavatam regarding Bali Maharaj. He took away all his possessions and after that also he did not remain satisfied. Next thing he wanted to bring Bali Maharaj under his full control. Doesn't matter, he has taken away all his material possessions, never mind. But after that also he is not leaving him. He wants to control Bali also. Okay Bali, now you are not independent. Still I want to bring you under my control, I want to chastise you. What chastisement he is giving? He is sending him to Prasatala Loka. And by doing so, he is making him famous in the whole world. He is glorifying his devotee. By taking away all his possessions, Lord is submitting himself to his devotee, making himself his servant, his devotee's servant. His bhakta vatsal quality. Lord is actually glorified in this pastime also, simultaneously. Not only Lord is glorifying his devotee Bali Maharaj, but Lord, see, when Lord does anything for his devotees, he glorifies his devotees, at the same time Lord is also automatically glorified. Here you can see the bhakta vatsal quality of the Lord. So when you see such kind of narrations in Srimad Bhagavatam, it should give us appetite. It should give us encouragement, determination, tolerance to practice Krishna consciousness with Krishna consciousness wholeheartedly. So this is a very wonderful lesson. Prabhupada, that's why he is commenting. It's very beautiful. I want to read it again. A pure devotee is never deviated from the service of the Lord, despite all difficulties and impediments offered by the illusory energy. We have seen in our personal life, in the lives of other devotees, how we face impediment in Krishna consciousness. When we face some impediment, then we try to kind of, you know, isolate ourselves. We separate ourselves. We form our group of people who can support our separatist mentality. We don't want to stay with the devotees. But Prabhupada is saying, a pure devotee is never deviated from the service to the Lord. Despite all difficulties and impediments offered by the illusory energy. Generally, men who have wealth and opulence are famous. Why people are afraid of losing their opulences? Because there is a fame associated with the material opulence. So if they lose their wealth, means they will obviously lose their fame. But Bali Maharaj became famous for all time by being deprived of all his possessions. People in the material world want to become famous by having wealth. And here is an example of a person, Bali Maharaj, being deprived of his material opulence, he became supremely famous. That's how his name has appeared in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord sometimes makes us really go through hard time. You lose everything. Here he lost his bodily luster also. That's also a kind of wealth. He lost it. But finally, being deprived of all his possessions, he became famous. Supremely famous, better to say. Yes, he became supremely famous. This is the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead toward his devotee. So you can say that. Even though Lord takes away the possessions, still he will make you famous. But that tolerance has to be there. This is very important. Before Lord actually shows his special mercy to us, we lose our patience. We lose our tolerance. And we try to work out our own plan instead of trying to understand what plan Lord might have next for me. You wait. Lord never cheats his devotee. He is not a cheater. He is not a pretender to his devotee. That's confirmed. He never leaves his devotee. But we leave the Lord. We leave Lord's service. We bring our misfortune by leaving his service. But not understanding his plan. Wait. Wait. And see what his plan is for you. What is next? Maybe, yeah, there is some other impediments coming. Some hurdles will come. Definitely, hurdles has to come because this is the law of material nature. Everything is relative here. As you grow, some hurdles has to appear. But never lose your faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He'll definitely make you all famous. If you take hardship to serve him, a devotee, however, is never disturbed by such a loss. He continues his service. And the Lord amply rewards him, amply rewards his devotee. So devotee continues to serve him, and Lord, he actually rewards the devotee. Beyond the expectation of any common man, Lord will reward you so much for your determined service, nobody can even estimate, nobody can even calculate how much he can reward you. This is the essence of this section. This is a very important section in Srimad Bhagavatam. Many of us, we do not know how to deal with these situations. So, we discussed a few points, how the time factor is bringing so many impediments in our Krishna conscious career. We should simply try to take it as the process of anartha nivritti and wait for the favorable time, that will of providence will become favorable to us. Till then, don't give up, continue serving the Supreme Lord, whatever service you have been given to you by your guru, your leaders, continue with full faith, determination, have tolerance. And you see, like Lord made Bali Maharaj famous, similarly, he will also make you famous, even beyond the expectation of any common man. Have faith on the process. This is the essence of today's discussion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any question or comment? Jivanath Prabhuji? We've got 5 more minutes to go.
So your class reminded me of a story with Srila Prabhupada, where he was giving a lecture, and this one very rich businessman said to him, "Swamiji, I'm in so much anxiety I have so many businesses, so much wealth, but I'm having trouble sleeping at night. So Prabhupada said, okay, you sign over all your businesses to me, you'll sleep great at night. And the guy was like, I'm having trouble sleeping, but, you know. Prabhupada says, no, this will cure you. He said to one of his disciples, you get his address and we will go get the keys to your businesses. And the guy was like, so we are offered this opportunity. Just like Bali Maharaj, he got the opportunity to give everything. So if you're given this opportunity to surrender, like we are, we should take this opportunity. Don't hold on to anything.
Nice comment. Actually, what I wanted to say, you reminded me by making this comment. You see, in Prabhupada's personal life, one after another, wife left him. Means, she was not very much cooperative to Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not bothered. Family members were also not very much cooperative to him. Even though he was working on this business, he has this shop, right? It's a medicine shop. Business Prabhupada was doing.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. And one day what happened? His establishment was totally burnt to ashes. And the next day, Prabhupada comes and stands on the road. He's watching the shop. There is no shop. Then Prabhupada recited this verse, Jasya aham anugrinnami harishye tad dhanam sanai. Prabhupada, looking at his burnt out shop, he's remembering this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, saying, oh my dear Lord, you are really very, very merciful to me. Jasya aham anugrinnami. This is your anugraha. This is your favor for me. Prabhupada took it like that. And you can see, who has become famous in the entire world like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? Not only who has become, who will become in future like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? Nobody will become famous like Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada in future. How much fame, how much credit Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Prabhupada? Just this is an example. We don't have to find example elsewhere. Okay, Bali Maharaj is very kind of, it's a late case, we don't know. What fame, what adoration, what glorification did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Prabhupada? Just imagine. Because he surrendered everything. Like when his family members are not very much close to him, his shop is gone. Even people here in India are not able to understand what Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has to offer to them. They are not also coping up with him. He is not disturbed at all. He left India. He preferred to leave. Okay, I don't mind. What is this? This is my country where nobody is favoring me to preach Krishna consciousness. Why should I stay here? No, I should leave this place. He went to the West. And you see how much glorification Krishna gave. Maybe we are not able to recognize how Prabhupada is glorified in the world today. If you see the statistics, if you see the world news, Prabhupada is more glorified in outside world than in ISKCON. Yes, there are some news you can see, read sometime. Outside people are glorifying Prabhupada. A common man, see, this is the Prabhupada statement. Beyond the expectation of any common man. Do you think any common man on those days thought, oh, this Abhay Charan is just normal grihastha. He's going to become a world famous guru, world famous, he will be the founder, acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Whole world will glorify him. Do you think anybody thought at that time like that? Definitely no. Answer is definitely no. Nobody would think, what is grihastha? Maybe some sannyasi, some other would say, okay, he's a sannyasi. But you see, he was a grihastha. And how much glorification Krishna brought to him. How he is glorified. Beyond the expectation of any common man. We need to have faith on the process. We all are carrying our baggages from our past life. Never mind. Don't worry. Don't carry it. You have to drop it off somewhere. If you want to carry, you carry, Baba. We don't want to disturb you. But once you drop it, Krishna will kind of, you know, empower you. And Krishna will bring miracles in your life. Prabhupada, this is very, very, very practical. Actually, I wanted to kind of, you know, bring it in this discussion, but I forgot. Yeah, there's a practical example. He made him famous beyond the expectation of any common man. No, not a common man even think of what Prabhupada has achieved in terms of, yeah, this is the surrender also, like, same thing happened to Bali Maharaj, like Prabhupada, like Bali Maharaj. First Krishna took away all his possessions, then he made him to surrender to him also, traveling in the Jaldut. Two times heart attack. This time, Krishna is saying, now, I am taking full control on your life. Don't think that you are separate from me. Same thing happened to Prabhupada, like Bali Maharaj. Same thing happened to Prabhupada, like Bali Maharaj. That's how he made him famous. Everybody is looking for name, fame, and adoration. See, you have to follow this process. But we want easy process. We want our way to go. How I want to become famous? By controlling this man, by doing this politics, by doing that. Why you want to make your own plan to make yourself to become famous? Do you think Krishna is fool? You want to fool Krishna and become famous? No, you cannot do that. No way. No way, my dear sir. You can't cheat Krishna. Very interesting. What did he do to Prabhupada? Same thing you can see, no? Same what happened to Bali Maharaj, same thing happened to Prabhupada actually. And this is a crude example. Serve wholeheartedly in this moment. This is the highest thing you can ever do in this very lifetime. There will be difficulty, there will be problems, don't worry about it. Krishna will take care. Thank you, Jivanath Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.